With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After a long journalism career, Ward Just switched to fiction and is now considered a master of the political novel. Much of his recent book, Jack Gantz, is set in Chicago.
Well, I am definitely one of those characters that they call a Chicago boy. You don't call anybody a New York boy or a San Francisco boy, but somehow you say Chicago boy.
In the late 1950s, Ward Just landed a job at Newsweek and later at the Washington Post. His coverage of the Vietnam War was an experience that led to an obsession about the conflict and to his first novel, Soldier of the Revolution.
I wrote it in 3 months. I can hardly write a letter today in 3 months, but I wrote this novel in 3 months. And it's a first novel. It's what it is, you know, you're sort of trying to learn the trade.
The book prompted him to quit the Washington Post in 1970 to write full-time. Ward Just says that unlike novel writing, newspaper writing is like a Bach fugue.
You must follow the notes absolutely strictly. You can vary the tempo a little bit, but you must follow the notes, which is to say, the facts. A novel is kind of a jazz band.
Ward Just's masterful novel, Jack Gantz, is the tale of the personal and public life of a young man who falls in with the Democratic machine in Chicago. It's now an Ivy paperback. And a new book of short stories by Just called 21 is a Richard Todd Houghton Mifflin hardcover. Ward Just has noticed another difference between daily journalism and novel writing.
The gratification from it is so delayed. It's 2 years between applause, and sometimes you don't get the applause.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ward Just's most recent novel, now out as an Ivy paperback, is called Jack Gantz.
The book begins in whatever the hell year it is, 1943, 1944. Jack Gantz is a young boy, 8-year-old boy, on this flat lake in Wisconsin, fishing.
With that benign beginning and an exploration of Jack's relationship with his father, who is imprisoned for tax evasion, Ward Just's book jumps to the Chicago of the late 50s. Jack Gantz works with a local Democratic machine and learns the meaning of power.
Anybody who knows Chicago, I would hope, you know, as they get into, say, chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5 in that book, that it is absolutely recognizable. They know exactly where they are, and I would like to think that's not because the place names are right or the streets are right, but because the language evokes the spirit of the place, the way people talk to each other.
In the book, Jack Gantz is swept into a mid-level job in Kennedy's Camelot.
This tremendous, dramatic change from those Republican businessmen of the Eisenhower administration, all of a sudden yielding to this glamour, Harvard professors and all the rest, and how a young Midwesterner would react to that world.
Jack Gantz is not a perfect hero, sleeping as he does with other men's wives, but he is idealistic and announces his candidacy for the U.S. Senate.
The thing that drives him into candidacy is the decline of the Midwest, and he is appalled by it. The Rust Belt, the terrible racial tensions.
Just's serious book about people in politics is Jack Gantz, and Houghton Mifflin has published a new collection of short stories by Ward Just called 21. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.